producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a lot of problems. It's because we don't follow the rule of law. We don't follow the Constitution.
By the way, Ron Paul cannot get elected. I'm sorry to tell you.
Robert Scott Bell.
Just one day after a raid on his farm, a local man goes back to selling raw milk.
We're hoping that one day the government won't make it so difficult to have that right to choose the food you want.
Robert Scott Bell.
Your new tax plan is going to tax me more.
I think when you spread the wealth around, it's good for everybody.
I don't think there's any doubt he intends to see the wealth redistributed in this country.
It's my money, and I need it now!
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Good afternoon, good day, good morning, good night, wherever you are, whatever time zone you're on. Welcome. The Robert Scott Bell Show kicks into gear as our broadcast week begins. And I don't know if you can notice it, Super Don, but I've got my 976 Robert voice. Or is it 1900? 1900 Robert.
What's going on there?
Well, I was silly enough to say yes to a request for an MC position, volunteering, donating my time to help raise money for a nice little Montessori school. And it was in a gym that was built in, I don't know, early or mid-20th century, as echoey as they come. And even with the sound system, I'm having to blast that vocal, I don't know, chakra, almost burn it out last night. So I took some homeopathic verbascum, and I'm here. But if I sound funny, I don't have a head cold. It's just that I was burning up the vocal cords last night.
Well, do we have video of this? Do we get the...
I don't know.
Doing like a Michael Buffer thing, you know, or something, or what?
Well, I don't know if there's video of it, but it was like a French themed, fundraiser, and I, you know, I joked, I said I don't know much French, and the French I knew, my wife told me you cannot say.
One of those ones where you know a few words and they're not words that you'd want to inject into conversation publicly.
Definitely being censored, but it's okay. I did make one Bernie Sanders joke because there was a reverse draw, you know, where people give money, buy tickets and things, and it's reverse draw. You can win some money. I said, you know, if the person who won, you know, if in fact they're fans of Bernie Sanders, be prepared to give everybody an equal portion of what you've just won. I don't know if it went over well, but it was fun. It was a good time.
Here we are,
ready to launch into our broadcast day. And right before we went on the air, we learned of the passing of, this is a generational passing, Nancy Reagan at the age of 94. And, you got to think context is everything, because a lot of folks, you remember they would criticize her for her... Well, you know what? I would share some of the criticism of the Just Say No to Drugs campaign, but I recognize where it came from. You know, that era of drug prohibition, that model, that idea that if we could just ban something, it'll be good, or Just Say No, that was adequate. And we were always wondering about what we could say yes to, and there wasn't anything like a pro-positive message. But having said that, I mean, Nancy Reagan, you know, was not somebody mired in scandal like so many of the other politicians. And
she was a very elegant, very classy first lady.
Exactly. It's like you said, we've degraded into a whole different realm of decorum. It doesn't exist. And I was, of course, dressed up to, I had my monkey suit, as they call it, a tuxedo on. Everybody was dressed up nicely. There was a lot of decorum for the most part. Evidently a lot of drinking. I didn't partake, but there was one of the chefs from that restaurant that does a lot of organic local, really good food was there, so I actually got to eat pretty well, considering it all. But I was exhausted by last night, just putting it out. And I did have a co-MC, thankfully, And he was great because there was a point in time in the evening where we had to do a live auction of a lot of the kids' artwork. And I like the silent auction. People just write stuff down, you know, and you just, you know, put a bid on it. You don't have to do, but the live auction was like, hey, and we had 25, 50, 150. I was like, I can't do it. But the co-MC did a great job there. So I didn't have to do that fast talking.
So what are you complaining about then? Come on, man.
Is it? I'm actually expressing my gratitude that I had somebody at that point to help me out, because I'd be toast today. It'd be done. No show today.
Giving you a hard time.
Yeah. Right. Anyway, Mrs. Reagan, congestive heart failure, they say, and at 94. Don't know if she knew about hawthornberry or the homeopathic form of it, Crataegus, but it seems at 94 that that's what did her in. We know of methods and remedies to help you at any age with that. Dr. Christopher's hawthornberry syrup, among the best in that regard. But again, I acknowledge the passing of a very classy lady, First Lady Nancy Reagan today. And maybe we'll revisit this issue sometime during the week. But again, it just happened, so we're gonna move on from there. Super Don, anything else on Nancy Reagan?
No, I think you said it very well. And listen, she was 94. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, she lived a long life. And you're right. It makes us just feel a little bit older, I think, doesn't it?
Yeah. And again, I always think of context. Learn from your elders. What did they grow up in? What was the world like? Why did they have a worldview that they have? Because sometimes there's just blind critique, blind criticism, never understanding the world that they grew up in that's different from even our world, our generation, much less the millennials. And it's not to excuse bad behavior or anything. It's just to say, and I'm not saying bad behavior in terms of Nancy. I'm just thinking all the times we lose context in terms of a lot of the ancient scriptures and writings. We lose context. What was going on at that time to help us understand and interpret what they were meaning in a modern context? Very, very important to do. And that includes our understanding of the disaster that is Gardasil and Cervarix. This is our lead story today. We got a couple of co-lead stories, one related to breastfeeding. Unbelievable stuff. But the reality is Merck and company did not do any safety testing in terms of ovarian function with the injection of the Gardasil HPV shot. This is absolutely stunning. It's not just you and me, Super Don, saying this, as we've been railing against the HPV vaccine since we learned of them first many years ago. But the reality is now published in the peer-reviewed British Medical Journal, the account of a 16-year-old girl who, after the Gardasil shot, her ovaries basically died. They killed her ovaries. She'll never have children. Her ovarian failure. 3 years after she began her first, what we call menstrual period, when the girls start transitioning into adulthood, and now they're capable of having offspring. And at 16, after the human papillomavirus vaccination, there was nothing else in this case. And that's why the British Medical Journal published it. Nothing else that could explain why her ovaries just quit. And we have been talking about this, evidence coming out from people, kids who are getting this shot, girls in particular, who are going sterile, who cannot have children. And now the Australian Therapeutic Goods Administration, that's their FDA in Australia, they revealed that Merck has never conducted safety testing on Gardasil in relation to its effects on women's ovaries. They had only tested it, get this, Super Don, on male testes. Well, you know, who are you going to market this to? Well, girls, we're going to market to girls. Well, I got a great idea. Let's check out the safety on men's or boys' testes. Wait a second. I thought your primary market is girls. Why aren't you testing? No, we don't want to do that. I think men more important. And besides the fact there is a negative impact on male testes as well, as they expanded to include the boys, right, as carriers of human
papillomavirus. But boys were not the focal point.
Not at all. Not at all.
And they didn't bother to. Wow.
Yeah. Okay. So was it intentional, or is Merck just so big, like a bureaucratic behemoth, that they just accidentally forgot?
Well, you know, listen, they're hiring these egg-headed scientists, right? Mm-hmm. You know, and they just, you know, they had so overly educated that it caused them to forget about testing women.
Yeah, I mean, it's reasonable. We overlooked it. Well, who are we targeting? Yeah. Little girls. We're targeting a so-called sexually transmitted virus that could result in uterine cancer 20, 30 years down the road, as their thoughts.
Vaccine but we forgot, for girls.
Yeah, but we forgot
vaccine
to see
for
how...
girls mm-hmm. tested on boys.
Yeah, mm. And we forgot about their ovaries in the mix. Polysorbate 80, Tween 80, Alkes, Cannercell, shown in studies to damage female reproduction. All of that in the Gardasil shot. This is not new to you if you've listened to the Robert Scott Bell Show for many years, but it should be absolutely stunning to recognize that the, you know, world leader in pharmaceutical pseudoscience, Merck, the demon spawn of IG Farben circa Nazi Germany, World War II, has either goofed again or purposefully overlooked it again, because how would they sell, an HPV vaccine, which, by the way, is not a cervical cancer vaccine. I don't know if you're aware of that. It is absolutely not. There's no scientific evidence of any kind to support its use as a cervical cancer vaccine. It's merely a vaccine that can potentially stimulate artificially the induction of antibodies to four different strains of human papillomavirus that are not actually causative agents that we know of in the manifestation of a later cervical cancer. They inject this into girls, and they thought, we're affecting the human reproductive system of females. Let's not check the ovaries. Or you can believe that, we forgot about those pesky little things. You know what? Women, you can have those things removed anytime anyway. That's what they do with hysterectomies at younger and younger ages. They say, you don't need ovaries. God goofed, right? Man is so smart and arrogant, medical man. And he says, ladies, we'll just remove those pesky little things. And I've said it time and again, men, if the medical profession were coming after your testes with the same vigor that they're coming after women's ovaries, there would be no medical profession. Women have put up with this for far too long, and I'm asking you, women, stand up to the medical man. Don't let them do this to you. Don't let them do this to your children. If dads are not going to stand up, moms, you have to. Protect your children from human papillomavirus scams in the guise of Gardasil and Cervarix, the vaccine that does not prevent cervical cancer. At best, can stimulate artificially antibody production to four strains or so of the human papillomavirus, but we can stop viral replication on contact locally with bioactive silver hydrosol. We don't need their stinking shots. Ladies, we got more news for you when we come back about breastfeeding. Is there a danger to calling breastfeeding natural? And if so, to whom does it pose a danger? Or to what? This is a stunning story that's got Super Don blowing smoke out of his own ears. We got the natural fallacy coming up. Also, men, radiation for prostate cancer? Think again.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert, we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only, without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils. But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Scott Bell Show.
Hey, I forgot to tell you, I got some new plants to grow. I got, Schubert Don, you'll be excited about this, I got my own stevia plant now. I'm going to grow stevia.
Stevia?
Yeah, that South American plant and another South American plant. I have got my own yerba mate plant. Woohoo!
You did, finally, huh?
Dude, I go through yerba mate leaves and twigs by the bucket load. You know, I've been drinking that stuff for years. It was funny. I was there at the farm, the organic farm yesterday. It was a kind of a workshop on growing avocados. And as I told you, we found a way that we can grow Mexican style avocados in Florida, central Florida. So we'll have some guacamole being grown soon. So I'm very excited about that. But a lot of people didn't know about yerba mate, and you know the farmer Luke was saying, you know, these are the things I know about. And of course, you know, I volunteered to say, yeah, you know, I've been drinking it for 20 years. I just turned 80, and everybody looked at me. It was like, hello, it must work. So anyway, but that was good. But excited about that, and some other flowers to attract more of the bees. And there is hope. One of the people that was at this organic farm heard about it through Meetup Group. She is a physician, a medical doctor from Ocala, and she is so disenchanted with modern medicine. She is looking desperately to find some other way, integrated medicine or otherwise. And I mentioned to her, why don't you come on next week? We're going to be at the International Association of Oral Metal Toxicology Conference in Orlando, IAOMT. So she might be coming on down there. So hello to you and any other physician willing to come on over where the water is warm and a lot less toxic right here. And while we're at it, breastfeeding. Super Don, were you breastfed, baby? Do you know even?
I would assume so. I don't remember.
It's a wonder that you survived. Really. this is one of the most incredible stories you found recently of all the stories that we cover.
The headline
reads, "Are there unintended consequences to calling breastfeeding natural?" I'm just thinking, if I read a headline, then I get, what could possibly be the unintended consequences to be calling breastfeeding natural? First, you have to assume that natural connotes something that people basically take as a positive thing, for one, all right? So if we don't want natural to sound positive, then who might be behind this?
Who's threatened by it, right?
Who would be threatened by it? Perhaps people who like artificial reality. How about breast milk substitute manufacturers? Of course, they pretty much lost the game in the West. Back in the 70s, it was already starting to turn. People look at breastfeeding and say, yeah, no, that's good. That's preferable. But don't call it natural. Whatever you do, don't call it natural. Why? Because the unintended consequences that might be happening are going to play themselves out, perhaps, on the pro-vaxxers, the vaccine religion, the vaccinators. This is an amazing admission that we, my friends, are winning the argument. And this isn't even about breastfeeding. It's about the fact that they are so desperately scared that you'll begin to see how unnatural and unnecessary and unhealthy vaccines really are, that they're now worried that they call breastfeeding natural, that that might extend to recognizing vaccines as unnatural, and that might not be good for public relations campaigns to convince you to shoot up your children. This, Superdon, is amazing. This is on CNN. You've got to check this out in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Read it and weep or laugh. But it really is evidence that we're winning now. I'm not saying everybody's on board with us. That's not what I'm saying. But the reality is this is a major admission of losing the PR battle.
I think it's ridiculous. I mean, it's one of those articles where, you know, listen, we can sit here and we can connect the dots and, okay, it makes sense. And, yeah, it's amazing. But on face value, you just scratch your head and wonder what kind of an idiot wrote this article or would think this way.
Mm-hmm.
Because what else would you call it? I mean,
it's natural.
Yeah. You know, why would you have a problem with something being called natural when it's obviously natural? Mm-hmm. Is it natural to breastfeed a baby? Yes, just as much as it's natural to pour water on your leg if it's on fire. I mean, that's just a natural
water for your plant. Hey, listen, Superdon, this is really incredible because if breastfeeding, calling it natural, there's a price for it. And what is that price? The price is people questioning the artificial reality of modern medicine.
No.
Wow. Wow. This is a turning point.
We'll have to spend some more time on this, but this is a really big story.
Their desperation is showing. Breastfeeding natural, that's a fallacy, right? Well, it's heretical to the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism vaccine denomination. Breastfeeding is heretical. And so is radiation in your prostate, man. More on that after this.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asks, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Planning to buy food storage? Wait a minute. Many companies try to confuse you with the number of servings they sell. It's not about the number of servings. It's about the number of calories. In emergencies, calories mean survival. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com for a comparison of leading companies. Ready Supply Foods sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. The new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it three times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, we covered a little bit about protecting women's ovaries from the likes of Merck and GSK. So we don't want to have men complain that you're only focused on women's health issues. So we're going to go to the men and those who still have their prostate. How's that, Super Don? You think that'll cover us so we won't get any hate mail from men? So just women's ovaries, men don't matter, right?
Yes, we'll see.
Right? All right. We usually don't get a lot of hate mail that way.
No.
But this story caught my prostate.
Oh.
Radiation.
Was it running?
No, it wasn't running. Running. Come back here. Come back here with my prostate. What? Who was that?
That sounded like Marvin the Martian.
Well, he would blast it, but the wrong stuff. No, we don't want your prostate to be blasted by radiation from the Millennium P-32 space modulator or anything else in the field of oncology. Radiation causes cancer. It does not cure it. And there's an article just came out a couple of days ago. It says radiation therapy for prostate cancer may carry certain risks. Now, this is a borderline moment of doubt, but I recognize that we get a lot of new listeners all of the time on the Robert Scott Bell Show who may not know that radiation does indeed cause cancer. And it's not a good thing, especially when they implant it into your, well, you know, right near your gonads, guys, in the prostate region. And they're acknowledging that it puts them at a slight, men who do this, a slight, of course, a sleight of hand, sleight of word, slight increased risk for other cancers. We want to minimize the reality that radiation causes cancer. The analysis of 21 studies revealed that prostate cancer patients who had radiation therapy had an increased risk of bladder, colon, and rectal cancers compared to those who did not receive radiation. Now, I want you to think about the proximity of radioactive seeds in the prostate. Is it near your bladder? Yes. Is it near the colorectal region? Yes. Could it be that radiation impacting on those tissues indiscriminately along with your prostate is a problem that causes further or future cancer? Yes. Secondary cancers, they say, well, it's a low rate. It's not pretty or really bad considering the risks of other procedures, right? Like they do certain surgical procedures and you end up with urinary incontinence and erectile dysfunction, for instance. So they're arguing, well, we don't want to do those procedures. We want to do radiation because your risk of cancer is less than the risk of these other complications from, for instance, surgical interventions. By the way, there's also, what am I going to say here? I just find it ridiculous on one level, but I know we have to do it because there's still a lot of folks who are new to this message. To talk about the field of oncology and how damaging and devastating it is to the human immune system and to healthy human tissue, even as they say they're trying to kill the diseased tissue, the cancerous tissue, by radiating you, by poisoning you, or by just plain cutting it out. And there are always unintended consequences. Some you'll have to determine being worse than others. It's up to you to decide. But how about our role and goal of increasing selenium levels for men who are suffering with prostate cancer? Always, always, always. And the fact that even if you have prostate cancer or elevated PSA levels, which may not correlate or correspond, that doing nothing, your likelihood of outliving what they call prostate cancer is much higher than outliving the side effects or direct unintended consequences of oncological intervention, whether they be surgical or radiation or a combination thereof. Super Don, hold on to your prostate, my friend.
Hold on a second.
Okay. You got it. Oh, now turn your head and cough. No, okay. All right, we'll leave that one alone unless you want to keep grabbing it. That's okay, but we want to go into some happy talk. Can we do some happy talk now?
Let's do it. I think it's always good.
I like this story. It's about moments of joy. Wait a second. It's only halfway good because the next part of that sentence says this. Oh, there's no good news without bad news, apparently, in the media here. Moments of joy. Well, you think, yay, joy, hooray, can damage your heart.
Oh, joy is bad for you.
Right. Yeah. Now it's like sitting causes cancer. No, it doesn't. Standing does. No, moving, squatting. What are you going to do? Well, don't be joyful. Could damage your heart. The emotional stress that causes chest pains and breathlessness can occur in moments of joy as well as anger, grief, and fear. A Swiss study said the happiest place on earth, Switzerland. Well, it's not really. It's just that they have a lot of peer pressure to pretend that they're happy, but they drink a lot, and they've got open borders. It's not such a happy place, even for the Swedish bikini team, which probably spends more time away from Switzerland because of what's happening there. I'm sorry. Did I say Switzerland? I did say Switzerland. And
you
I'm thinking Sweden.
Sweden.
I was thinking right. Sweden. What is it? I got Sweden on my mind. What is that?
I don't know.
The Swedish bikini team. That's right. It's not the Swiss bikini team.
They might have a nice bikini team, though.
Yeah, they could. They could with ponytails and yodels. there's a pigtails. Three quarters of cases in a taco tubo cardiomyopathy.
Huh?
I don't know if I pronounced that right. A change in the shape of the heart's left ventricle, which can be fatal, or caused by stress. Now, is this the argument for, like, just chill, right? Don't have extremes of emotion. Don't go into, you know, off the deep end in joy or sadness or grief or anger. I mean, this to me is like, I don't know if they're going far enough in terms of how do you communicate this before people go, well, what's the point of living, right?
Well, okay, here's the deal. Here's what I get out of this article. Yeah. All right, what they're referring here, the headline, really, it's kind of misleading.
Yeah,
okay,
I don't like it.
Because there are studies out there that basically are showing the same effect from anger or from sadness. Mm-hmm. Basically, what we're talking about here is not what the emotion is, but the stress that is caused by emotion in general, strong emotion. Okay, mm-hmm. What we're talking about is stress. Now, the example they're giving here is joy. But it doesn't matter, and I'm not a scientist, but I think I'm pretty close on the logical scale here, that, you know, whether it's extreme sadness, extreme joy, extreme excitement, mm-hmm. extreme anything, that the stress that's put on the heart as a result of that emotion is what is causing the problem. But even that is not the problem. It's not the stress. It's the mm-hmm. ability of the heart and the circulatory system to handle
the
that
shift,
stress,
yeah.
regardless of where that stress is coming from.
Dude, you're a better scientist than most scientists that we know and report on.
Oh, well, thank you.
No, you picked it up. It is. And, of course, what does this indicate? It means that people who are joyful that do not exercise enough, people who are joyful that do not have adequate selenium, adequate GTF chromium, adequate silicon intake, because all of these reference the function of the heart in every aspect of the body, but particularly when we talk about cardiovascular integrity, the silicon deficiencies that can't handle because you've lost the suppleness, the strength, the vascular elasticity and integrity. And there will be no discussion of that. It's only about, oh my gosh, if you're too joyful, you could have a heart attack. Right?
It's a silly.
It's a diversionary
study.
Article that doesn't get
it's
to the heart
dumb.
Of the reason.
I don't know why they did this.
Because they needed Superdon to point them in the right direction.
And they just wanted money. You know, it's
spend
like
more money.
We studied people and we found that if you're at a birthday party or your son's wedding or you meet a friend after 50 years, it might kill you. Bull crap.
So what do we do if somebody's too joyful? Do we put them on an SSRI the same way they do with depression? You hear people that are on SSRIs that were depressed now become overly elated. It's like they hyper go the other direction. How's that going to be good for their heart? It's not. But here's a good thing. Especially for Hispanics. Now, why is it only for Hispanics? I don't know. But an optimistic outlook may, in fact, boost Hispanics' heart health. So does this contradict the story we just covered?
Oh, if they're too optimistic, it might kill them, right?
Yeah. It's good for your heart unless you go a little bit over the happiness edge. Don't get too happy. Right? Dance like nobody's listening. Right? Joy. No, we want that. But, of course, that's exercise. Hispanics with an upbeat attitude may go a long way toward keeping a healthy heart. So be happy, Hispanics. It's okay, but not too happy, according to the science. Now, this research team is out of Northwestern University in Chicago. They tracked the outcome for almost 5,000 Hispanic adults ranging in age from 18 to 75. And for that group, it's don't worry, be happy. For everybody else, it's don't be too happy, you're going to die. Just wow.
Yeah.
The stuff in the scientific realm is amazing.
It's you know what? It's an interesting situation, though, where you need to check to see if you're healthy enough mm-hmm. to be happy.
Yes.
I mean,
check with your doctor.
If you think about it that way, I mean, it's yeah. like, you know, be careful now. You don't want to be too happy because it might kill you.
I think
maybe you ought to take a look at your health.
Yeah. This is a warning to you. Go to a doctor at your own peril. Or check with your doctor if you're healthy enough to be happy. It's coming to that. Listen, we got the argument about not calling breastfeeding natural because it might give people the wrong impression about vaccinations, which are patently, no pun intended, unnatural. And now arguing against being too happy. Now, we like the joy meter to be on the higher scale. We recognize, I certainly do, that it, you know, life is full of those ups and downs. It's the nature of the lower worlds, one of which is planet Earth that we are on. I mean, it can be heaven on Earth, it can be hell on Earth. And that can change by the minute or the hour or the day, depending on how you perceive the events around you and surround you or within you. And the question that I have been asked before and I ask now is, do you perceive yourself to be a victim of those events or a willing, if not unconscious, participant in them in terms of, well, the theme of this show? The power to heal is yours. Is there a limit to that power? Is it that we have to give up that power that we maybe one day recognize, oh, you know, it was mine. I got sick because of things I did, even in ignorance. And I can get well by things that I do when I learn what they are and actually do them. And if this show is about anything, whether it be focused on a physical health issue, emotional health issue, or mental health, or economic or even political health, it's about recognizing that that power has been given to you by that which created you, whatever you perceive that to be. And it doesn't come even from a health food store. It comes bubbling up from within and then altering your behavior accordingly, which may encourage you to visit a health food store to get some healthy organic food or to grow your own garden. Visit a local organic gardener or farmer and learn from him or her. And, well, maybe not go to Whole Foods, because there's a bizarre thing that Whole Foods just did recently. It caused an outrage about their behavior. And we're going to get into that next, related to good old-fashioned oranges.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Are you too busy or even overwhelmed to figure out where to start your healing journey? If you could do just one thing every day, gentle daily cleansing with the Doc of Detox Daily Cleansing Tea would be it. The Royal Society of Medicine states that 85% of all disease gets its foothold in the large intestine. Where does 70% of your immune system reside? You know it, the mother of all organs, the large intestine. Daily Cleansing Tea goes deep within your body and cleanses all tissues and vital organs. Did you know it takes 9 months in actuality to cleanse the colon? Not 3 weeks. By drinking the special blend of organic herbs daily, you will not only help prevent things you don't want to happen, but you'll also maintain a pristine environment so your body can finally heal itself in the way nature intended. Gentle daily cleansing is the most important step to a strong immune system and staying vibrantly healthy each and every day. Doc of Detox Daily Cleansing Tea. Easy to make, easy to take, and it tastes great too. Go to docofdetox.com to order yours today and receive 20% off your first order. Coupon code RSB20. Doc of Detox Daily Cleansing Tea. The easiest thing you can do every day.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer, your emergency preparedness solution to the cold, your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Coming up, we've got some more discussion of Flint and the larger issue of water quality in the United States. We got a question of the day related to pets. By the way, you can submit your questions at robertscottbell.com. On Twitter, it's at RSBellMedia, at RSBellMedia. If you like to follow Super Don, he doesn't do as much on Twitter, but occasionally, at It's Super Don, I-T-S, It's Super Don. And that's awesome.
Also, I should do more, I guess.
Yeah, you should. You do good work. Especially when you take on the skeptics. But I know it's just kind of, at a certain point, it's just not a challenge anymore.
Yeah.
So, anyway, Captain Morgan, our assistant producer in the of the Millennial Variety, put the notes up. You can check them out at robertscottbell.com. You can also call us live on the air, or even when we're off the air, leave a message, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Say thanks to our wonderful sponsors. There are banners all over the Robert Scott Bell Show website. Let you know who's supporting us. Now, Whole Foods story. Now, remember a couple of years back, I was in Atlanta visiting my mom, doing some stuff there, and there was a health food store I went in. I don't know if it was Sprouts or I'm not sure what the name of it was. And I walked to the back, and they have all these prepackaged items. You know, they're freshly cut in their produce section or deli bake, I don't know. And one of them happened to catch me wrong at the wrong time. I was just, I don't say I was outraged, but I was just stunned to how far we had sunk. Because our inability with disposable incomes in the era of cheap oil to even cut our own vegetables and place them on a skewer to go out to the backyard barbecue and cook them. Do you remember that when I brought that up?
I do remember that, yes.
I couldn't believe it. You can't cut your own vegetables, put them on a skewer. Now they prepackaged it, wrapped it up nicely, cellophaned it, whatever. And I was like, oh, come on,
they're
really?
They're selling people convenience. I mean, right. That's just the way the world is now these days.
It's the way the world ends. Yeah. It ends with prepackaged vegetables on skewers. And, of course, Whole Foods is not wanting to be left behind in this regard. They've decided to prepackage pre-peeled oranges. That's right. Oranges did not come in packages sufficient for themselves. We now need to take off their packaging and put them in plastic sheathing or some kind of thing.
Right.
And evidently when they did this, I guess it was people now are outraged by what I was outraged in that other store, but I didn't start a Twitter campaign. The Twitter went bonkers and said, how dare you peel an orange and place it in plastic wrap and other packaging to sell it? What's wrong with you people? Right? And so there were some really great tweets about this, and I think it's resulted in Whole Foods backing down on this ridiculous policy that has nothing to do with Whole Foods.
Yeah, well, there was one tweet in particular they put on this article, and it's very cynical and funny. The Anyway, she says this. She says, if only nature could find a way to cover these oranges so we didn't need to waste so much plastic on them.
Yeah, dagnabbit.
Imagine that, right? You know, Listen, when you're dealing with people that will go to Whole Foods and buy stuff, they're going to be conscious about things like plastic. So, what's the worst thing you can do is, peel an orange and wrap it in plastic, right?
Right. And they say Whole Foods responded, so definitely our mistake. These have been pulled. We hear you, and we will leave them in their natural packaging, the peel. But it tells you how far even Whole Foods as a giant conglomerate corporation has come from its original intent and purpose.
Right.
Mrs. Gooch's out there in Southern California would be, rolling over in her grave when they wouldn't even carry refined sugar back then. And now Whole Foods is selling probably GMO ingredients still, even though they promised to label them somehow by next year or the year after. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, this is a stunning story about how far we've declined. That's why I say on the survival scale, you sent me a meme. Can you blast that meme out about the zombie apocalypse?
No, sure.
Your view of what you look like under the zombie apocalypse, and it's got you heavily armed like you're in that show. What is that show?
The Walking Dead.
The Walking
That's
Dead, right?
Guys are, yeah.
Except in the bottom, what you really look like, two guys from Shaun of the Dead with a cricket bat and, whatever. So.
Great movie, by the way, if you haven't
seen it. It was. Classic movie. But really, this is the time to prepare by growing your own food. My gosh, get to know your local farmer, become your local farmer or gardener. You can do it, people.
You can do it.
You can do it.
You can do it. All right, we're going to do it again next hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. No, well, I might run out in the garden. I took a picture of a couple of cute tomatoes, and I said they were a nice pair. I don't know if you saw them on the social networks. Maybe we could put that on Twitter, too. Flint, water quality. It's the tip of the iceberg, but it's the tip of the democratic politicalization of this water issue, not resolving it. We will resolve it the best way we can after the break, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Awesome health can no longer be attained from food alone. Since the advent of chemical agriculture in 1945, U.S. soils have become progressively more demineralized and infertile. Human health has correspondingly declined. To reverse this trend and to even have a chance at feeling great requires sophisticated supplementation to make up for what is not in our foods. When our bodies are mineral deficient, they require more protein. We suggest you begin with One World Whey. One World Whey is a new and improved protein power food. Our technological enhancement yields us a whey protein that produces phenomenal results. All case histories indicate that your body functions in a more youthful manner. One World Whey not only supports detoxification, building of lean muscle, and immunity, it strongly supports your energy and sense of well-being. One World Whey tastes delicious and comes in single servings. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.